We're back on Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. Colleges all across Missouri, yeah, usually set October for homecoming events, and Central Missouri in Warrensburg is no different. Their homecoming is this weekend, and they're attempting to set a Guinness Book of World Records, or world record, I'm not sure how I should say that, for the largest ridden parade of mules. And if you don't know, that's the mascot for Central Missouri, the Mules. Joining us, Jackie Jackson, Associate Vice President for University Advancement, and Tiffany Cochran, Director of Events and Alumni Engagements. Both of you, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, I know. So we're going to try to break this Guinness World Record. Jackie, is there actually an established record? And if so, how many ridden mules have been in a parade?
There is actually not an established record for the largest ridden parade of mules, which I've had some people ask me. So you just have to have one. And unfortunately, that's not the case. Guinness World Record organization still sets a minimum for you to even qualify to hold the record. So the minimum that we have to have is 20.
Oh, okay. All right. But you want to, Tiffany, you want to go well beyond that, right?
Oh yeah. The sky's the limit. You know, it is our university's 150-year celebration. So, you know, why not have as many mules as we can? Right now we've got a little over 60 mules, and we're pretty confident that will provide us enough cushion and so forth to get that world record and hit that minimum of 20.
So, Jackie and Tiffany, I don't know if you're working together in the same group, but who comes up with this idea? And then do you start, you know, kind of going through a Guinness World Record book, thumbing through the pages, saying, well, let's see if there is a record like this. How does this even come about?
You know, it's a good question. You know, we knew the university, you know, the 150-year, we wanted to make it the best celebration ever. And so somehow this idea came about that, you know, since we are the mules, the mascot is the mules, and the state of Missouri's state animal is the mules, we felt like the world record would give us, you know, an opportunity to connect with the community, with the state, and worldwide. It just gets us that marketing that we were really hoping to get our 150-year celebration out there, and I think the world record is helping us achieve that.
Jackie Jackson is the Associate Vice President for University Engagement at Central Missouri, and Tiffany Cochran is the Director of Events and Alumni Engagement. They're getting ready for homecoming this weekend, and they want to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. So, Tiffany, when you deal with Guinness on this, I mean, they're really official about this, and because I've done a couple of these stories before, and they're really particular, and you have to have good record keeping to make this official. Tell me about some of the finer points that you have to really go over with them to make sure this is legit.
Yes, as working with Guinness World Records, you do have to apply for the record. And so we did have a little bit of back and forth to determine what record we wanted to go after. So we officially decided that the largest ridden parade of mules was the best fit. And that is because our mascots, you know, it is the mules, but also we do have two live mules and riders that visit events on campus and are always at our football games. So our two live mules are going to kick off this record. But I think it's just going to be a great opportunity, you know, for us to go through those guidelines. But with those guidelines, we have to follow quite a few. Jackie's been the one that's helped us out with a lot.
It's interesting. We've got the mules have to be a year old, and they have to be a mule, not a henny, which is a different gender mix of a horse and a donkey. So we have to have a veterinarian on site to confirm that this is actually a mule, that it is in good health. And then because we picked the ridden parade of mules, the veterinarian's also going to check and make sure that the saddle and everything is fit correctly and that the animals are not in pain. And we'll have to have photographic evidence of everything. So at the actual parade, we go 1 kilometer is the minimum length. And our parade is actually quite a bit longer than that. So they'll go the whole parade, but we're just going to mark off that 1 kilometer because we have to have a licensed surveyor measure that 1 kilometer. So he's coming today. And then there's quite a few witnesses. So Guinness World Record is actually not sending someone to observe the record attempt. And so we have to provide the evidence to prove that we actually got it. And that's been a challenge as a university, because we have to have up to five witnesses who would basically say, we don't care if you reach that record. And since this is such a big community event, it's been challenging to find someone who has no affiliation whatsoever with the institution and is just willing to come and sit through a 2-hour parade to count mules at the beginning, middle, end. But luckily, Guinness has worked really well with us to figure out who qualifies as a non-connection to our university.
Yeah.
And then there's tons and tons of evidence. So we've got a drone that's going to take photos. We have people that will be on top of buildings taking photos. We are having a golf cart video crew run alongside the entire parade. And then we actually have to have cameras at the starting and finishing point that are focused on the counting process.
And all from people who don't care whether or not you set this record.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So has there ever been a moment through this process, Jackie and Tiffany, where you kind of said, is this worth it? My goodness, they're putting us through the ringer. You know, I'm sure the people at Guinness, they're probably going through these applications. All right, this is a ridden mule competition. Okay. All right. So they put you through the ringer, and then they say, hey, do you want to go check it out yourself? Where is it? It's in Warrensburg, Missouri. Now let's just get some photos.
Lots of photos.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So either Jackie or Tiffany, you decided on the ridden mule. What were some of the other considerations for records you wanted to break?
Well, there was a couple options on mules being led in the parade and mule teams. Mules can have a tendency to be in a team that consists of, you know, 2 up to 8 most commonly in a team. But really we just kind of felt like this record, the ridden mules, would represent UCM the best.
Yeah.
One really fun, fact, whenever we first were talking to them, Guinness, about doing led mules, they were saying like no saddle, nothing. And I was like, that is a stampede. That is not, they were saying they had to be completely natural and naked. And we were like, well, that's probably not going to work with a parade. So that was a big reason we decided to go with ridden.
Yeah. Yep. Jackie Jackson, Associate Vice President of University Advancement for Central Missouri, and Tiffany Cochran, Director of Events and Alumni Engagement, joining us here on Show Me Today to talk about Central Missouri's homecoming events and their attempt at a Guinness World Record for having the longest ridden mule parade.
What the stressful point was, like a month ago, we weren't sleeping because we did not have very many mules registered. We were like, okay, 20 is the minimum. And if we can't hit 20, this is really embarrassing. But it has turned out so wonderful. And we'll give a lot of credit. We have a student worker who really just started cold calling and reaching out to those groups. And her name is Morgan Starbuck. She is awesome.
Yeah. you almost have to set up like a match app or something, you know, dating.com or mules.com. And yeah,
we were definitely some Facebook stalkers. It was interesting. We slid into a lot of DMs to try to find mules.
Yes. My Facebook feed is every mule group that you could be involved in.
Now Facebook thinks that we're obsessed.
Oh,
it's
man.
Been a fun journey.
Yeah, losing sleep over this. Oh, that is pretty funny, though, if you didn't come up with enough.
You know what's really fun is a lot of the people that are coming are from Missouri, and they're just excited to bring their mules and represent the breed, since it is the state animal.
Yeah.
Like, that is one of the most common phrases that I've heard is, we just want to get the awareness for mules out there.
Well, Well, Jackie and Tiffany, I did some research for this, and I was going to try to throw like a mule joke at you, but all the jokes talk about shooting the mule. I thought, well, that's not very funny.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought
I can't throw that into the mix here. But I did learn that they came over as I don't know if they came over, but I don't know if it was I guess I just looked at this and I don't even really know the full story. But George Washington, I don't know if he created the mule or was given some animals, but it goes all the way back to our forefathers with this.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, nice. I'm giving you half a story. That might not even be the point of it.
I know. We'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. What's that bill talking about?
We have quite a few brochures about mules, so
I'm sure
we'll have to update all of them after we get some sort of title. But
yeah,
I think the people we have coming, that's what's so cool. It's really the community coming together, because it's not like we tapped into some like group that we've identified of alumni that own mules. I mean, we have some, but really we were reaching out to mule owners across really Missouri and have had such a good response, but it just happened in the last couple of weeks, which was very stressful.
You know, I thought this would maybe be like a 3-4-5 minute conversation, but I'm telling you, you've pulled up so many different questions in my mind. So I've got to ask, I'm under the assumption that mules can be stubborn. So what's the plan if one of them or multiple decide that I'm not walking the full kilometer, I'm going to stop halfway? What do you do to entice a mule to get going?
You know, luckily we were able to connect with many mule associations and mule communities, believe it or not, they're out there.
Especially in Missouri.
There are Facebook groups for mules and donkeys all around. So luckily we've been able to connect with some experts per se on mules. And I can actually say a lot of our mules that are participating are on average 15 years old. So we do feel confident that they're a little bit more seasoned than your young mules. But really the safety precautions are, we are expecting that rider to make sure that they're handling the mule properly. And at any point that the mule does need to leave the parade, that will be totally fine, because, you know, they're going to get counted at the beginning of the parade and at the end. And, you know, that could affect our number at the end of the day. But since we have a large quantity of mules coming, we still feel confident about hitting that minimum of 20.
So what time is the parade? People that are around Warrensburg, if they want to check out this world record.
9 a.m. Central Time is okay. When the parade is going to begin. And the world record attempting mules will be at the end of the parade.
We get that question a lot. People are very worried about, you know, the status of the roads after the mules pass by.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, that's a good way to entice people who, you say, look, you can either judge it and take pictures, or you can be on the cleanup crew afterward.
That's right.
We haven't had a lot of volunteers for that.
Surprising, huh? Well, it sounds like you need at least 20. It sounds like with 60 signed up that you are going to set the record. And so let me be one of the first publicly to congratulate Central Missouri for getting into the Guinness Book of World Records.
That's the plan.
That's the plan. Yeah. We had to collect a lot of evidence to prove that the mule is the mule. So so all the mules that we have right now are legit. We have the proper documentation to prove that they qualify to be counted.
Yes.
The documentation is quite interesting.
Oh, I bet. Well, and see, that's now somebody here in the studio, they want me, a mule. Is it half horse, half donkey? What is a mule?
Yes. So half horse, half donkey. And so basically, you know, we're not dealing with purebreds here. I mean, we know that mules are not a purebred. So that's kind of been the funny part of this process is, you know, when you put a call out there to get mules, there's not a lot of documentation or papers or birth certificates for these mules. So that's part of the process of making sure we have the right evidence is finding those mules that have those papers.
Yep. So they have to have either their bill of sale, a birth certificate, or what we call a Coggins test, which we had to get special permission to allow the Coggins test. And so in answer to your original question, the animal must be the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse. So it's actually very, very specific. If you flip that you get what we call a hinny, which is not a mule. It's quite smaller.
All right. So Maury Povich will not be on site, will he, to say, you are the father, right?
We tried, though.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. This has turned out to be a lot of fun. I'm excited about this. It's amazing. What I just find amazing is all of the technical stuff that you have to go through to make sure. I mean, it takes a lot to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. Is Central Missouri in there at all for anything else, or would this be the first time?
This would be the first time.
That's
great.
We're
going to make history on our 150-year celebration.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's great. Well, best of luck. I'm going to say congratulations. I think you're going to get it done. Enjoy the weekend, the festivities, and setting the record. Jackie Jackson, Associate Vice President for University Advancement, and Tiffany Cochran, Director of Events and Alumni Engagement from Central Missouri. Thanks for coming on. This was a lot of fun.
Thank you, and have a great day, and go UCM.
We'll have more. This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.